Stardust.
Stardust.
Unmasking the extraordinary.
The extraordinary.
And I get a lot of criticism for being blunt, you know, brutal. Yes, brutal honesty, because I've never forgotten to this day, Paul, where I've come from, how hard I've worked.
This man has been to hell and back. From poverty, abuse, and injury came the birth of one of the world's greatest chefs. This is the extraordinary early life of Gordon Ramsay. Born in Scotland in 1966, the family moved to Stratford-upon-Avon when he was 9 years old. And times were tough.
I had a sort of tiny little house. I grew up in Stratford-upon-Avon. Everyone thinks that's a very posh place to grow up. It's not. It's a council estate. I don't know what the equivalent is here. It's like funded by the government. Six of us in a tiny house. I shared a bedroom.
Aside from being a failure, his father was an alcoholic and he was abusive.
20 years ago, I got dealt a dysfunctional card. My father became an alcoholic. What do I do?
His favourite punishment was the belt. He'd get whacked on the back of the legs for something that was as innocent as going to the fridge and drinking his Coke. I say whacked, the truth is, or he'd get completely knocked over for that sort of thing. Mum was getting knocked about.
His initial refuge was in football, in which he was talented and showed the beginnings of a promising career. But unfortunately for him, an injury caused him to be dropped from the team.
So I ploughed into this amazing football career. And then at the age of 18, you know, got taken out with a horrific injury. I tore my cruciate ligament, smashed my cartilage, naturally left-footed, and then got released from the club.
While considering a number of other careers, he came across cooking, which he decided to pursue.
And then that's where it all kicked off. That's when I realized, look, if I'm going to be a chef, I can travel the world and get away from the hurt, and I can come back to the fold a few years later, which I did do, because I went to France.
But life in France was far from being très joli.
And then I lied to my boss because I took a little job in a cafe on my day off to help pay for the lodgings. So, you know, sometimes you have to do that to, I suppose, to focus. But then I was on my own in an amazing country, couldn't speak the language, became fluent in 6 months, got my first big promotion from a sort of commis to a line cook to a chef de partie. And then literally anyone asked me in that kitchen in French, they wanted to know which area in France was I from. I became that good at French. And then I fell in love with cooking. I mean, I literally fell in love with it within minutes of being in Paris.
While that sounds like the end of the story we were all waiting for, there were still more courses that he had to be served. Gordon Ramsay had to perfect the art of cooking in order to be a true master chef.
You know, after Paris, I went to Guy Savoy, Joe Robuchon, and then went down to the south of France to spend a stage. Stage is when you go into somebody's kitchen and they don't pay you, and you stand there chopping shallots, but you're watching and learning. And I would put the doilies from the plates coming back into my pocket and then write all the recipes down, these doilies, and then stick them in my pocket and then get home and put them in my notebook. It's the only way I could memorize all those dishes. And then at the age of 26, you know, I was burnt out. I was fatigued. I was absolutely shattered because I'd done nothing since sort of 19 to 26, just 6-7 days a week. So I took a job as a young chef on a boat and met this boat in the south of France and traveled around the world as a private chef cooking for the owners. So I came out of these amazing fine dining restaurants and all of a sudden on this boat, and I loved it because it got my focus back. I got to get my sort of life back. I got fit.
It was this dedication to his craft that eventually led Gordon Ramsay to a partnership with his former boss, Marco Pierre White. Then, going off on his own a year later, he opened the restaurant Gordon Ramsay in 1998. By 2001, the restaurant had won 3 Michelin stars and was named the second best restaurant in the UK in 2011. From there, his restaurant empire began to expand. But he was also appearing in cooking documentaries, the beginnings of which would become superstardom on the television. In 2004, he appeared on Kitchen Nightmares. Then in 2005, he reached stardom with Hell's Kitchen. His life shows us that as long as you focus, you can get through whatever it is that's causing you to burn.
And no matter how successful, wherever you go in life, it's the journey back that's the most exciting. Never forget that.